ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपः कुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
Hare Krishna. So before I speak something on Bhagavatam, I seek blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something worthwhile. So today we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto entitled The Science of God, chapter number 10, Prahlad Maharaj, the best amongst the exalted devotees, verse 51.
स एष भगवान् राजन् व्यतानोद् विहतम् यश पुरा रुद्रस्य देवस्य मयेन अनन्त मायिना। स एष भगवान् राजन् स एष भगवान् राजन् व्यतानोद्विहतां यश व्यतानोद्विहतां यश पुरा रुद्रस्य देवस्य पुरा रुद्रस्य देवस्य मयेनानन्तमायिना। स एष भगवान् राजन् व्यतानोद्विहतां यश पुरा रुद्रस्य देवस्य मयेनानन्तमायिना। स एष भगवान् राजन् व्यतानोद्विहतां यश पुरा रुद्रस्य देवस्य मायेनानन्तमायिना। स एष भगवान् राजन् व्यतानोद्विहतां यश पुरा रुद्रस्य देवस्य मयेनानन्तमायिना।
प्लीज रिपीट।
स एष भगवान् राजन् व्यतानोद्विहतां यश पुरा रुद्रस्य देवस्य मयेनानन्तमायिना। स एष भगवान् राजन् ವಿಹತಾಮ್ಯಶ ಪುರಾ ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಮಯೇನಾನಂತ ಮಾಯಿನ ಸಹೇಷ ಭಗವಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ ವ್ಯತಾನೋದ್ವಿಯತಾಮ್ಯಶ ಪುರಾ ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಮಯೇನಾನಂತ ಮಾಯಿನ.
ಮಾತಾಜಿ,
ಸಹೇಷ ಭಗವಾನ್ ರಾಜನ್ ವ್ಯತಾನೋದ್ವಿಹತಾಮ್ಯಶ ಪುರಾ ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ ದೇವಸ್ಯ ಮಯೇನಾನಂತ ಮಾಯಿನ.
ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್,
ಸ ಏಷ ಭಗವಾನ್,
ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್,
ರಾಜನ್
ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್,
ವ್ಯತಾನೋ
ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡೆಡ್,
ವಿಹತಾಂ
ಲಾಸ್ಟ್,
ಯಶ
ರೆಪ್ಯುಟೇಷನ್, ಪುರಾ
ಫಾರ್ಮರ್ಲಿ
ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿ,
ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ
ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ, ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್,
ದೇವಸ್ಯ
ದ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್,
ಮಯೇನ
ಬೈ ಎ ಡೀಮನ್ ನೇಮ್ಡ್ ಮಯ,
ಅನಂತ
ಅನ್ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್, ಮಾಯಿನ
ಪೊಸೆಸಿಂಗ್
ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಲಾಂಗ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಗೋ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿ, ಎ ಡೀಮನ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಯಾದಾನವ್, ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ರೆಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ದ ರೆಪ್ಯುಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ. ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ಸೇವ್ಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ. ಯು ಆಲ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್ ಮೀ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿವ್ಲಿ. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಯುಧಿಷ್ಠಿರ್, ಲಾಂಗ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಗೋ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿ, ಎ ಡೀಮನ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಯದಾನವ್, ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್, ರೆಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ದ ರೆಪ್ಯುಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ. ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ಸೇವ್ಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ. ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ, ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್. ದಸ್ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ್ ಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ದೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋನ್ ದೆಮ್. ದಿಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟಾರಿಕಲ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ರೂವ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಡಿರೈವ್ಸ್ ಪವರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಾಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ. ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So in this context of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing about Narad Muni narrating the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj to King Yudhishthir. So Narad Muni has sufficiently glorified Prahlad Maharaj, his devotional qualities, and he also described how Lord Krishna very wonderfully and expertly took the form of Narasimhadev and killed Hiranyakashipu. After glorifying Prahlad Maharaj sufficiently, Narad Muni saw that Yudhishthir Maharaj was little bit moroseful. No? Yudhishthir Maharaj was feeling that how great Prahlad Maharaj is, that Supreme Personality of Godhead himself came and saved Prahlad Maharaj. Although Prahlad Maharaj did not call for Lord to come appear and save us. So there are various devotees who have called for Lord for protection and Lord appeared. Like even Pandava sometimes called for the Lord for protection. We see Draupadi did that. We see Pandavas took shelter of Krishna before the battle of Kurukshetra. But Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for Lord to come and help me. He was knowing that Lord will help me. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj was fully under the protection of Narasimhadev or Krishna. So sometimes we see that devotees are fortunate because by their tapasya or by their calling, Lord Krishna appears. In some cases, Lord Krishna appears only once in front of them and he gives benediction. Like we see in the life of Dhruva Maharaj. Lord Krishna appeared only once and gave benediction. Sometimes for devotees, Lord appears many times. Like for Pandavas or in case of demigods, whenever there is problem, they go to the Lord. They pray to the Lord and Lord comes and protects them. So they are also considered very fortunate. And Narad Muni is telling, Pandavas are also very fortunate because they also, whenever they called Krishna, Krishna came and protected them. And it is not that only when Pandavas called for protection, Krishna came. Out of his family affection or love, Krishna used to come to Hastinapur and stay with them, spend some time with them. Like that. So that's why Narad Muni is outlining the fortune the Pandavas had, that Krishna was actually in the human form reciprocating with them as an elder brother, sometimes as guru, and sometimes as a, you know, Arjuna and Krishna were like friends. So there are yet more fortunate devotees than Pandavas also, in whose house Krishna actually takes birth. Like Dasharath Maharaj, like Devaki and Vasudev. And there are more fortunate people in whose house Krishna performs childhood pastimes. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, like that. And most fortunate devotees are gopis, with whom Krishna actually spends all the time. Either in the form of absence or in the form of presence, Krishna spends full time with gopis. And even when Krishna was away from gopis, when he was in Dwarka and Mathura, there was no time when gopis were not experiencing Krishna's love. So all the devotees are fortunate, but there are different degrees of being fortunate. Now Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita that I protect my devotees. He also says that one of the reason why I appear is that I protect my devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So Krishna proved that by appearing himself as Krishna, as Narasingha and various incarnations. Now in this special context of today's verse, Krishna is protecting the glories of Lord Shiva. And this is what Narada Muni is telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Now, this brings us to a pastime which Narada Muni will narrate to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because after this verse says, "My dear King Yudhishthira, long, long ago in history, a demon known as Mayadana, who was very expert in technical knowledge, reduced the reputation of Lord Shiva. And in that situation, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saved Lord Shiva." So Yudhishthira Maharaj was very inquisitive. Of course, future verses, most of the verses do not have purpose, and that's why we can take the whole pastime into discussion today. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was inquisitive that what exactly happened to Lord Shiva, how his reputation was on stake, and how Lord Krishna protected Lord Shiva's fame. So that was immediate next question of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because this whole pastime is happening in front of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Rajasuya sacrifice. And Lord Brahma was there, Lord Shiva was there, and many great exalted personalities was there. So naturally Yudhishthira Maharaj was very inquisitive, and of course others also were taking benefit of what Narada Muni is speaking. So now at one point of time, there was a battle between demigods and demons. So there is always a battle between demigods and demons. So Krishna or Narada Muni is explaining to Yudhishthira Maharaj that Krishna is actually not partial. When the mode of passion and ignorance defeats goodness, we see that demons defeat demigods. And when mode of goodness becomes more prominent, demigods defeat demons. So all this keep on happening by the arrangement of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Shri Radharas Vihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Chandra Bhagavan ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki. So in this particular battle, the demons were kind of getting defeated by demigods. So demons went and took shelter of Mayadanav. So this Mayadanav is an architect or very expert engineer in making celestial palaces, or sometimes he has made chariots, sometimes various, you know, things he has created and helped the demigods. So the Mayadanav comes at some other places also in Bhagavatam. We will see about that also. But in this particular pastime, the demons were being defeated by demigods. So when they went to Mayadanav, Mayadanav gave them 3 special residences. The speciality of these residences was that these residences were invisible. So anyone who used to go and take shelter of that, they used to become invisible. And from there, you can shoot arrows at your enemies. And you will not come to know from where the arrow has come. So it becomes very difficult to, you know, defeat an enemy who is invisible. So not only one celestial abode they had 3 celestial abodes. And Narada Muni describes that these 3 were resembling the palace of gold, the palace of silver, the palace of iron. So all these, you know, places they took shelter. So then demigods, you know, demons got shelter of Mayadanav. So demigods, what they did, they went and took shelter of Lord Shiva. Of course, this is direct story, but it is very obvious that they might have taken shelter of Brahma, and Brahma might have said that, you know, better go to Lord Shiva. So when Lord Shiva got to know that the demons have a special invisible abode from where they are attacking the demigods, Lord Shiva came in the front and he tried to protect demigods. So that's why here in the Parapat, Prabhupada starts saying that Lord Shiva is known as Mahadev, which means he is the best or the most powerful amongst all the demigods. So when Lord Shiva came in the battlefield, he started shooting arrows in all the directions because the demons were invisible and they were shooting arrows. And when Lord Shiva started shooting arrows, he started shooting arrows in all the directions. That's why he is described as if he is like sun. Sun emanates the rays in all the directions and continuously. So when Lord Shiva started shooting such powerful arrows in all the directions, so the demons started getting hurt. And some of the demons were actually falling dead on the ground of the battlefield. So then again the demons started thinking that how to counteract this now. Demigods were at one level. Now Lord Shiva is higher than demigods, and Lord Shiva is just attacking in all the directions. So then again they went to Mayadhana. Mayadhana, they said that, you know, all our demons are falling dead. Something has to be done. So then Mayadhana had a celestial well, a pond, in which there is a nectar. And this nectar was very special. Generally, nectar gives strength when it is drunk. But this nectar was very special, that these demons, whose bodies are dead, if they are dipped in this nectar, the pond of nectar, they used to get back their life. If they had wounds, if the nectar touched the wounds used to get healed. So when Mayadhana made this arrangement, then the battle was not ending. Lord Shiva was killing the demons by his arrows. The demons from his abodes, that is invisible abodes, they were falling down. And again they were getting strength from this pond of nectar which was made by Mayadhana. So it is going on. Demons are falling, they are getting the power, going back to the invisible abodes, attacking. Lord Shiva is also attacking. Demons are falling. Of course, Lord Shiva is indefeatable. Lord Shiva is not getting wounded or his strength is reducing. But the battle is going on. So what to do now? Lord Shiva, in one sense, is kind of defeated because the battle is not getting over. The demons have this power of invisibility. So, then, Lord Brahma and Lord Krishna sought a plan of how to protect Lord Shiva. So Lord Brahma took form of a calf and Lord Krishna took the form of a cow. Because they were in the form of cow and calf, they couldn't be forbidden by entering into that pond. And they started drinking the nectar which is there in the pond. So they drank, and whole nectar in the pond is finished. When Mayadhana saw this, Mayadhana was like kind of now guru for all the demons, because demons have taken the shelter of Mayadhana. And Mayadhana started to resort to a philosophy of, destiny is the most powerful. He started speaking to the demons. He said that if destiny of yours is to lose the battle, neither me nor you can change the destiny. And he said that destiny is under the supreme will. And anyone who is destined to die will die. So Mayadhana started speaking to demons and started preparing them that now that Krishna and Brahma has come in the disguise of cow and calf and started finishing the nectar, this means that your end has come now. So he is indicating to the demons that your death is sure. So once this nectar got over, the demons did not got the power to rejuvenate. And Shiva, as usual, and apart from drinking away the nectar, because when Lord Shiva saw that the arrangement of Maya Danav, he was little disappointed. And he kind of stopped the fighting also for some time. And he was also watching what is happening between Lord Krishna, Lord Brahma and Maya Danav. And once the Lord Krishna finished the drinking of nectar, Lord Krishna gave a special chariot, elephants, special set of arrows and all the paraphernalia required for Lord Shiva to fight against these demons. And once that is done, Lord Shiva again attacked the demons and all the demons either died or fled for their life. So this is the pastime where Lord Shiva is fighting this very great demon called Maya Danav. Now Maya Danav's profile is that he is an engineer and he has appeared in Bhagavatam few other times also and did something really very very mysterious. He not only had the power of making a big abode invisible, but he also had a power of giving some mantras to the people and by chanting that they will become invisible. So in the pastime of Pradyumna in the history of Bhagavatam, we see that when Pradyumna was born, there was a demon whose name was Shambhara. She took the Pradyumna out and threw it in the ocean. And in the ocean, in the water body, he was swallowed by a big fish. And later on, this fish was fished by a fisherman. And when he got Pradyumna out of that, Pradyumna was again for some time at this fisherman's residence. And when Pradyumna grew up, Pradyumna's wife in previous life, her name was Rati Devi, she came to Pradyumna and explained, of course this Rati Devi was in the captive of this demon Shambhara. So when Rati Devi explained Pradyumna that I am actually your wife from previous life and I am under the captive of this Shambhara, Pradyumna again attacked Shambhara. So there also Shambhara was empowered to become invisible and attack Pradyumna. So Maya Danav had such special capability. And of course we know in the Bhagavatam, one of the reasons why the battle of Kurukshetra took place is also Maya Danav. After the whole Rajasuya sacrifice, not the after sacrifice, after the Pandavas came back from the exile, they got married to Draupadi and they were given the kingdom of Indraprastha by the council at Hastinapur. Bhishma, Drona and Dhritarashtra, they gave Indraprastha for ruling to Pandavas. So at that time there was Krishna took Arjuna to a forest called Khandava Prastha forest. So when Krishna took this Arjuna to Khandava Prastha forest, he told that this forest has to be given as a sacrifice to Agni Dev. So Arjuna started burning the forest of Khandava Prastha. And at that time the same demon Maya Danav was residing in the Khandava Prastha. And Maya Danav started shouting, asking for help, please protect me. because the whole forest was on fire. So then Arjuna protected this Mayadhanav. So then Mayadhanav asked him that, what can I do as a favor for you? So then Mayadhanav said, I will make a very, very mysterious palace for you when you are ruling as a king. So when all the Pandavas were ruling Indraprastha, the glories of Indraprastha became more famous than Hastinapur. Although actually Indraprastha was a kind of a deserted place where not many citizens were staying. But when Pandavas were given the charge that you rule Indraprastha, they started performing yagyas, and by their pious activities, all the citizens were very happy and they came and stayed in Indraprastha. So in Indraprastha, he made a very celestial palace for Pandavas. And Pandavas invited Duryodhan for coming and staying. Now when Duryodhan entered the palace, which was made by Mayadhanav, he was walking and it appeared as if there is water on the floor. And Duryodhan lifted his dhoti and he tried to walk over that place. But to his surprise, there was no water. It was just an illusion. And when Duryodhan so felt that he was cheated, he was just walking after his dhoti. After resetting his dhoti, he was just walking. And he suddenly came into a drench where there was water. And then again he was taken aback. That, you know, again I was fooled by the mystery of this palace. Of course, the palace was looking very elegant. It was more elegant than his own palace, which is at Hastinapur. So Duryodhan was definitely burning out of envy. And when this incident took place, you know, I'm not sure about the authority of this statement, but the Pandavas and Draupadi spoke out that the son of blind is blind after all. Because Duryodhan's father was blind, Dhritarashtra. And when he could walk without lifting his dhoti in a place of water, and he walked straight, and when there was a water place, you know, he couldn't he couldn't see what was there. It is as if from one angle the water is visible and from another angle the water was not visible. It was like that. So he couldn't see. So the Pandavas kind of spoke out that, you know, blind son is also blind. And of course Draupadi laughed at Duryodhan. So Duryodhan was also one of the contestant for Draupadi's husband. He missed the target, a narrow hairline. He just missed the target. And when Draupadi insulted Duryodhan in that way, then Duryodhan also was determined that I will kill the Pandavas. So this was Mayadhanav. Now of course, when Draupadi Swayamvar was happening, there was another king named as Shalva, who was contestant and who couldn't win the hand of Draupadi. And in the later part of Mahabharata, we see that Shalva actually tried to attack Dwarka. And all the citizens of Dwarka were so tortured by Mayadhanav. So later on, Salva. And later on, Salva took shelter of Mayadhanav again. And he got a very celestial iron-like chariot through which he fought against Krishna and Dwarkavasis. But we see that Krishna finally defeats Shalva also. So that is the place where Mayadhanav comes. few places where Mayadanav has a role in Bhagavatam. So demigods have their own architect. His name is Vishwakarma. And demons have this him, Mayadanav, as architect. So the whole narration of this pastime shows how Lord Krishna actually protects his devotees. Protects his devotees means protects his fame. In this particular verse, he is telling about Lord Shiva being protected. In similar way, Narad Muni is also telling, your fame has also been protected by Lord Krishna. So one place where Lord Pandava's fame is also protected is when Pandavas, when they are conducting this Rajasuya sacrifice. So when Rajasuya sacrifice is to be conducted, the king should actually be unanimously agreed as a single ruler of the whole planet. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj wanted to conduct Rajasuya sacrifice, he speaks out in the assembly that I am actually wanting to conduct this Rajasuya sacrifice for the benefit of the citizens and to glorify Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He did not had the intention that I should be glorified as a single ruler of this entire planet. But now that when Yudhishthir Maharaj took up the task of performing Rajasuya sacrifice, most of the kings on this planet were pious. At least those who were supporting Pandavas were pious. But there were some kings who were against Krishna or Pandavas. So one such person was Jarasandha. So this Jarasandha had a special capability that even when his body is torn in two pieces, he will never die. If his body is brought back into that situation, he will again come back to life. So now all the Pandavas were, of course, Yudhishthir Maharaj sent out Pandavas to get a vote of unanimous that, you know, yes, we accept Yudhishthir as a king. But Pandavas knew that Jarasandha would not agree. So then, along with Arjuna and Bhima, Krishna went to the kingdom of Jarasandha. And we all know the conversation between Arjuna and Bhima. No, they all came in the disguise of Brahmanas, and when Jarasandha saw them, he could easily make out that they are not actually Brahmanas. But still, Jarasandha says that you have come in the form of Brahmanas, so it is my duty that I should give you something. So then they all say that we actually came for a battle, no, with you. So Jarasandha says that I cannot fight with Arjuna because he is junior, and I cannot fight with you, Krishna, because you ran away from the battle. While you were fighting with who was he? Jarasandha, right? Same Jarasandha, you ran away. So I can fight with Bhima, but so then Bhima, the arrangement was done where Bhima will fight with Jarasandha, and they almost fought for 21 days, you know. When Bhima used to clasp Jarasandha, Jarasandha used to give equal combat to Bhima. So Bhima had a strength of 10,000 elephants. When Bhima was a small kid and he was conspired to be killed by Duryodhan, he gave him poison, and by the arrangement of destiny, he actually went to Patala Loka, where the snakes rule. And they happened to have a relationship with Kunti Maharani, and that's how they benedicted Bhima with 100 glasses of an elixir And each glass he drank, he got the strength of 100 elephants. So that's how he had the strength of 10,000 elephants. So this Jarasandha was also no less. He was also as powerful as 10,000 elephants. And the battle seemed as if it is never going to end. So Krishna indicated when this battle was going on, for on and on. So Bhima was also confused. What is this? I am not able to kill this person, Jarasandha. So when the battle was going on 21st day, Krishna indicated Bhima how he should kill Jarasandha by tearing off a leaf and throwing the two parts in a different direction. So when that was done, actually Jarasandha was killed. So when Jarasandha was killed, all the Pandava, Krishna along with Bhima and Arjuna came back to Indraprastha, where they gave a consensus that yes, now you can conduct Rajasuya sacrifice. So in this way, Krishna protected whatever the plan of Pandavas was. In the battle of Kurukshetra, there is no doubt that Krishna at each step protected Pandavas. So Kunti Maharani in her prayers, she compares this battle of Kurukshetra to be a great ocean where there are timingalas, great warriors who were devouring. They had a great power to devour the whole battle. Like Bhishma, like yesterday also Devkinandan Prabhu was telling that there are only three personalities who can give end to this battle of Kurukshetra. That was Bhishma, Karna and Arjuna. In fact, Bhishma was so powerful that all the Kauravas and Pandavas also together cannot stand in front of Bhishma. So Bhishma also at one point took a vow that either I will kill Pandavas or Krishna has to break his vow. So Krishna forego, Krishna let his own vow go than to protect the vow of devotees. So at one hand he had to protect Bhishma, at another hand he had to protect Pandavas. But it is evident that Krishna broke his own vow to protect the vow of Bhishma. And so both were equally dear. So in that way, Krishna is always known as Bhaktavatsala. He protected the fame of Pandavas. He protected the fame of Bhishma also. And not just from Bhishma, he protected them from various other warriors. There was Dronacharya. We know how he expertly dealt with Dronacharya by making Yudhishthir Maharaj speak a lie. We know how Krishna protected Arjuna from the fight of Karna. Karna was also an equal combat to Arjuna. Like Jarasandha was an equal combat to Bhima, there was only one person who was equal combat to Arjuna. That is Karna. Right from the beginning, Duryodhan had maintained Karna for this very reason, that I can use him when the battle of Kurukshetra was happening. I don't know the authority of this, but it is believed that Karna had an evil eye on even Duryodhana's wife. But still, Duryodhana tolerated that for an ulterior motive of fighting, of using Karna for fighting against Arjuna. But nonetheless, Arjuna could have fought and defeated Karna. But Krishna devised a special plan so that it will be easy for Arjuna to kill the battle, Karna and finish the battle of Kurukshetra. So this is the pastimes of Pandavas being protected by Krishna. Pandavas' reputation as rulers of the world is being protected by Krishna. So in this way, we see that Krishna actually is a Bhaktavatsala. And all the devotees who are connected to Krishna, or all the devotees who are connected to Krishna's devotees, are all glorious. One should not feel that because Krishna is not directly present, we are less fortunate. If we are connected to Krishna's devotees, that is also a fortune. So Narad Muni here is telling, Prahlad Maharaj was also fortunate, you are also fortunate. And in similar way, Lord Shiva, all these great devotees are always fortunate because they remain in the shelter of Krishna. So that is the whole pastime which is narrated by Narada Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So in this pastime and in Bhagavatam all throughout we see how Krishna always is Bhaktavatsala, and Krishna's devotees also always take shelter of Krishna. They don't take any other shelter at other times. It's not like when Krishna protects, they go to Krishna, and sometimes if they want quick results, they go to demigods. It's not like that. Prahlad Maharaj was always chanting Lord Vishnu's name. If he at all would have said that, okay, Hiranyakashipu, you are also glorious, sometimes I will chant your name also, probably Hiranyakashipu would have been the happy. He would not have so much tortured Prahlad Maharaj. But no, they always are under the shelter of, they always seek shelter only from Krishna. And Krishna always gives protection to his devotees. That is the whole lesson, purport and import from this whole pastime. So thank you very much. If anyone has any questions or any comments, they can please. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Yes, Devaki Nandana.
My Danawal's daughter Manodari, wife of Ravan, was the only child of Maidana. And Hanuman burned the Lanka, Maidana rebuilt it again.
Yes, Maidana also helped Ravan in rebuilding the Lanka. Hare Krishna. Mandodari was daughter of Maidana, who was wife of Ravan. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.